Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone! Wonderful questions. Can I just say how wonderful your questions are inside of the group? I did post yesterday and I said, if I called you on the phone right now and let you ask me any question about essential oils, what would it be? And the answers have been amazing. Your comments have been wonderful. So I have chosen a random one to talk about today here with you inside of the Using Essential Oils Safely community. This will also be uploaded to YouTube. So if you want to share it with friends who are not inside this group, you can find it over there soon, as well as on our podcast. So you can find it pretty much anywhere publicly. So Brittany asked a great question. When skincare includes an essential oil, how can we know that it's safe to use topically? That is a great question. So there's a few things to look at. So this is the process that I go through, and you know, other people here in the group may have their own process as well, but this may come as a surprise or maybe not, but I'm always thinking about the safety of the essential oils. So what I would do is I would look up the safety of each essential oil that is in that skincare product. I do the same thing with cleaning products, supplements, whatever that it may be. I'm looking at the safety of the essential oil included in the product. And that is what I recommend the first thing that you do as well is check the safety. So there's a number of ways you can do this. You can grab one of my books. You can access one of the online resources, the online resource version of the books as well. We have free versions as well, so you don't have to pay for the information. You can ask in the group. Also, you can join the club, whatever you want to do to get access to that information. Again, we have lots of free information right inside the Learning Center. Sorry, my throat is getting dry. Yeah, that's no surprise. Thank you for whoever's here live. I can't see your face. Ah, my throat is like all of a sudden dry. Oh, Miranda, yay! It's you, I can see it now. Yeah, sorry, I don't know, my throat just all of a sudden started to lock up there. So the next thing I would do in researching what the safety of the essential oil is not only see, is it safe for me? So check to see if you're pregnant, if you're breastfeeding, if you're on medications, if there's any sort of situation that you might be in that may make that essential oil not good for you, such as you're taking aspirin, you're on blood thinners, any of those things that apply specifically to you and to the essential oil as well. Check that safety. Note if it has a topical max. Some essential oils do not have a specific topical max that you have to adhere to. Other essential oils do have a very specific topical max where if you go over that, you could set yourself up for irritation, sensitization, redness, or other complications such as neurotoxicity, carcinogenicity, all of that stuff. So that's what I would look for. If the essential oils that are included in the skincare happen to not have a topical max, if they happen to be safe for you and you are using them, then you could probably use that skincare product. I say probably because even though an essential oil doesn't have a topical max, it's still a good idea to dilute, especially if we are talking about the face. We want to dilute essential oils to about a 1% dilution. And that is because our face is more sensitive. It has sun exposure as well. So we just want a very gentle dilution when using topically on our face. Now, sometimes you can always contact the company and ask them. Sometimes they will reply back and let you know the dilution, but very rarely because they feel like you're trying to like rip off their recipe and they're like, oh, this is proprietary. But if you can explain to them that your concern is that you are using this essential oil, or this product that has the essential oils in it safely, And if you say, hey, can you let me know if the lemongrass is over 8.8% dilution so that I know it's safe for me to use, they can say yes or no potentially. So there's a lot of questions you could ask here, but those are the things that I would be looking at. You may come away with not being sure of the dilution, in which case it's really your call. If the essential oils are safe for you to use specifically, so if it doesn't have essential oils that aren't safe for pregnancy and you are pregnant, if it doesn't have essential oils that do have a topical max, so you don't really have to worry too much about that angle, then you can then decide if that's going to be something that you want to continue to use. I always recommend that people look into this first before making their purchases, whether it's skincare or even whether it's a pre-made blend that you want to purchase. Look at all of the essential oils that are included. Look every single one of them up to make sure it is safe for you. Because 99% of the time, there's going to be an essential oil in there that makes it not safe for most people. The reason I know this is because I've compiled over 800 different blends in our essential oils blends safety files. With over 40 companies and 800 blends, I've gone through and really broken down individually each essential oil in that blend, and I've come up with an assessment, a safety file, that shows you if it is safe, who it is safe for, who it is not safe for. And you can find that in our library at leahjacobson.com/library. So again, thank you to Brittany for an amazing question. As always, you can post inside of our community with any specific questions. And if you're interested in creating your own skincare and you want to use essential oils, I highly recommend you join our club. I am inside of there daily. I am live weekly, and you can ask your formulation questions right inside there. And if I don't have recipes already formulated for you, I can create one for you, all included in the cost of club enrollment. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I look forward to answering more of your questions. See ya. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.